I'm good, baby. How are you?
I am wonderful. Now, Coco, let me tell you, I talked to Griff yesterday. Now, he's been with us for a few years for the Family Comedy Tour, and he told us that he kind of started comedy with you and that you are awesome. You are a bad woman in comedy.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's so sweet.
Now, Coco, we have seen you all over the place, especially with Tyler Perry's For Better or Worse, but you've been doing comedy for a while. How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing comedy now almost 16 years.
So how did you kind of make that switch or transition from being a comedian to an actress?
I made a progression. I mean, you know, the irony is that Tyler Perry saw me doing stand-up a year before I auditioned with Jennifer. And it was a situation where he loved my stand-up. He loved me. So when I walked in the room, it was just a matter of whether I could act or not.
Uh-huh.
Because he liked stand-up and he liked my character on stage. So, you know, luckily for me, when I came to L.A., plan, and that was to get as many acting courses in and make sure my chops were on point so when the opportunity came, it was ready. So, you know, that's been the greatest thing, you know. You know, that's been the greatest thing that, you know, being working with him is knowing that he knew my work so
right.
According to what he saw me do on stage. So it's like breathing. It's easy.
Well, you know, Coco, I know that all comedians are not created equal, but you guys on the Radio 1 Family Comedy Tour really make it look easy.
I mean, I think you do have a natural talent for it. Because, you know, anybody can get on stage and just talk a bunch of mess or say something they think is funny and laugh at it. But there is an art to this. There is definitely an art. There is timing. There is setup and punchlines. There is courage, bait and switches. There are all kinds of things that go into being a stand-up comic. And you have somewhat of a natural ability to do this. Because anybody can get on stage and grab a microphone and just start talking. But if it's not formatted, if you're not having it to the point that people can follow it and you've got segues where your story just continues and continues and doesn't end. I mean, trust me, like I said, a lot of comics you could tell trained and the ones that just popped up in it and grabbed the microphone. You can tell.
Well, look, I hear that your fans nationwide have nicknamed you The Truth. Why is that?
Well, you know, it comes to people tell me that I don't tell jokes. I tell the truth. You know, and somebody, you know, asked, you know, they said, you know, Coco, you know, they're doing a how to find and keep a good man. I'm like, I'm going to tell you how to get rid of a bad one. Because that's what I know. I don't know nothing about getting and keeping a good one. I haven't found one yet. I gotta get rid of a bad one. I can tell you that much.
But I know there's probably somebody out there who needs that information as well. So we are looking forward to having you all here on Saturday. Have you ever been to Raleigh before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've just been to Raleigh. It's been a while. But yeah, I've definitely been to Raleigh.
Now, I also read that Tyler wrote or created some sort of movie about you or inspired by you called Single Moms Club.
Yeah, it's a film that was kind of like life imitating art for me. During that I was shooting last year, I was 8 months pregnant. And Mr. Me, how long would it take for me to recuperate from having the baby? Fast forward months later, and I get a call that Mr. Perry has written this movie called Single Moms Club for me.
Uh-huh.
And it was kind of indicative because I was actually in the process of going through a separation and now a divorce. So playing that role was like life imitating art for me, you know, becoming a single mother. And it was incredible. You know, Nia Long plays my best friend. So does Amy Smart, Zulai Hanayo. And it's collaborative, you know. We're all single mothers, you know, and we're all trying to find love, even though some of us are supported. Like, you know, my character, Lydia, is, you know, Terry Crews plays the guy that's he wants to be with me,
mm-hmm.
but I'm so scarred from what men have done to me in the past, I don't want to hear what he has to say, even though he's a good dude. Of course, eventually he breaks me down, and honey, y'all ain't seen no chemistry until y'all seen me and Derek. And then, luckily, thank God I'm cool with his wife. That's all I'm going to say. Thank God me and Becky cool, honey, because she might have been looking at me like Miley Cyrus right now.
You also have, along with that movie, you have a one-woman show that you're getting together as well. I mean, you've got a lot of things going on, girl.
Yeah, you know, the one-woman show, Confessions of a Suicidal Diva, that's been in the works for a while now. It's on the back burner, you know, because it is kind of my baby, but, you know, other projects are taking precedence, like right doing a show called Parental Discretion,
mm-hmm.
which is on Nickelodeon, that comes on at Nick at Night, you know, and it's called Circle Time Moms, and it's like The View, but it's all mothers talking about the going with motherhood and, you know, our view on it as mothers, you know, whatever the subjects may be, you know, like we're taping and we're talking about, you know, how our pets, you know, helped us become mothers, you know, and I'm glad people don't treat pets like family members, they outside,
mm-hmm.
so I can't relate, but, you know, so that's pretty much, you know, that's what I've got going on, you know, in the process of all of that being mommy. You know, I'm being, when I called you, I was feeding him bananas.
Yes. How old is he? 17 months?
He's 17 months.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a new mommy.
Well, congratulations. We are looking forward to seeing you on Saturday evening. We've been telling everybody, as a matter of fact, Marcus just gave everybody a new offer for the tickets. Everybody's picking up their tickets. We'll see you at the Radio 1 Family Comedy Tour. Are you bringing Jennifer with you?
Oh, yes, honey. Jennifer will always be in the building. Always. Well, she will always be in the building. Boo-boo.
All right. So we want everybody to pick up their tickets at all Ticketmaster locations. Call 1-800-745-3000 or go to the website at www.ticketmaster.com. And if you go there now, you can get in on the Marcus D. Wiley half off ticket special. Make sure you enter the discount code Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S. Again, that's www.ticketmaster.com. Coco, we will
Thank
see you,
you
at the Radio 1 Family Comedy Tour. God bless you and give the baby kisses for us, all right?
God bless you too. I will. Thank you, guys. Thanks.